I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. 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 Father, we lift your name on high because you are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor, and you are worthy of all of the praise. And this morning, Lord, we just say we love you. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. My soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound. May it be a sweet, sweet sound. May it be a sweet. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We Father, we bless your name today. We exalt you. We magnify you. Lord, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you for your joy, for your peace, for your love, which is unconditional. And we will be forever grateful to bless your holy name. Reader, are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. Prayer General, take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, we exalt you, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Almighty God this morning. And I give God glory for him allowing us to wake up on this Monday morning to honor and glorify his holy and righteous name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We exalt you, O God, in all the earth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, our TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, And I want to thank Minister Tiffany Lauderdale again for allowing God to use her, ushering us before the presence of the Lord this morning. This is our time to start a new week and glorify his name in all that we do. If you're on the call, please state your name and tell us where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning, Minister Brenda. This is Minister Wanda from Chicago. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Tiffany, for ushering us in the presence of the Lord. God bless you all. Love you.
Good morning, Minister Wanda. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. We're giving him glory. We're giving him praise. Anyone else, this is your time to let us know. And this is Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and we want to say praise the Lord for a man of God who stood on his word and stood in the gap for his people. And also we want to say a special happy birthday to our very own minister, Sharon Stowers, this morning. To God be the glory for another songstress that he put among us this wonderful Monday morning. Good morning, good morning. This is your time to tell us who you are and where you're calling from this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, the word tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call on this wonderful, wonderful day of serving God. This is the 20th day of January where we are recognizing Martin Luther King's birthday, and we give God glory for all that this man of God did to honor him and to stand for his people. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to worship you, to honor you, to glorify your holy and righteous name. Father, we don't take it for granted that we have this privilege, that we have this opportunity. So we seek your face. We sit at your feet. And we say, Lord, here I am. Use this servant of yours. Father, we know that many times we have looked in other places to feel that we have the opportunity to do things in our own way, in our own manner. But Lord God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healing us and forgiving us of all our shortcomings. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the privilege to be your children, your heirs, and even joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity just to praise your holy name along with Minister Tiffany this morning, Father, in praise and worship. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for all that you are doing in their lives. As you continue to bless them and keep them in all their ways, Lord God, and that to have this call available to all who wants to come and serve and worship you. We thank you for the minister that's going to come forth with your word, O God, and we know, Lord God, that you have prepared a table before us, and we will sup together as you minister to us through this wonderful warrior of yours, O God. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because it all belongs to you, O God. This is the generation, we declare, that will seek your face, O God of Jacob. And we thank you for everything that you're doing, all the things you have done, and the things that you're about to do. We call a divine shift this year in our lives, and we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful, wonderful host. Are you there?
I'm here again, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
doing double duty, a faithful servant. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Be the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for serving us in excellence and for seating and greeting us this morning. To God be the glory. I want to say good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we thank you for joining us on this day on the Master's Call. And so this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are approaching yes, we have been moving beyond 9 years here on the Master's Call, and we're excited about what God has been doing here. We thank God for our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank them for answering God's call to start this platform. And so, yes, we have been moving faithfully, and our mission statement is that lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We do have a website for our call. You can go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages from the beginning of this call have been archived on our website. You can also find bios of each of our speakers here, those who serve on this call, on the website. So please utilize our website. You actually have the opportunity to comment on the website as well. So like I said, www.themasterscall.net. Today is day number 16 of our corporate fast, and we confess we are great stewards of the blessings and favor that God gives us. We will remember that we are blessed to be a blessing. And so we invite you to stand with us on Psalm 118, verses 23 through 25, always looking for opportunities to be Jesus's hands extended as we beseech Thee, O Lord, send us now prosperity. So, yes, day 16 of our fast. Some of us are going for 21 days, which means that you only have 5 more days left. And then there's many of us who are pressing towards 40, which that will end Valentine's Day 2020. So we are excited about what God has been doing, and definitely He has been sustaining us and keeping us. So if you still want to connect to our fast, then like I said, the information is posted on our website. All you have to do is click on fasting, and you will see the information provided for you there, or get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more with you. If you have, you want to participate and be a part of the leadership team here on the Master's Call, please, please, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Today is Inspirational Monday on the new Morning Motivational Call. The host will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker this morning will be none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. And that number is 712-770-4005. You're going to use the access code 294-617-pound. And so I'm going to go ahead and prepare the platform for our speaker this morning. I will be coming back on later on to give you some additional announcements, but at this time, I would love to bring to the floor our speaker, who is none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens. You can read more of her bio, again, at www.themasterscall.net. But I want you to know that Dr. Thomasine
Pickens is a blessed woman of God. She has a prison ministry which began in 2005, and the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. So she currently resides in the state of Texas. She is a certified life, career, and transitional coach. Yes, so she is changing many lives by doing what God has allowed her to do. Her heart's desire is to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that our homes will be restored in the name of Jesus. Her desire is also to open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Hallelujah. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. So without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal, anointed vessel of God, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that amazing greeting. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning. The platform is yours.
Thank you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this moment, Lord God. I ask, Father God, that you would just give us nuggets, Father God, nuggets that will change our lives and make us more like you, Lord. We just give you all praise, glory, and honor, Father God, for what you're going to do this morning and through us and in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, good morning, everyone. I want to speak to everyone this morning about healthy thoughts. January is the month when everybody is thinking healthy. They've made all these New Year's resolutions, and they've made a decision that they're going to be more healthy. And if you've ever gone by any gyms in the month of January, they are full. From January to March, it's hard to get into any type of local gym because everybody's got the mindset that I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to start eating right and doing all these things. Well, I want to talk to you today about having healthy thoughts. Because so many times we think about the body, but we don't think about the spirit and the soul. And so this one I want to talk about having healthy thoughts. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Also in Philippians 2, it talks about how we need to take on the mind of Christ. So if what I think about myself is what shapes my life, then I need to change what I think about myself. I need to change what I say about myself and what I say to myself. Don't speak what you don't want to see manifested. I'm going to read that again. Don't speak what you don't want to see manifested. Your words have power. We have to be careful the words that we're speaking. We have control over three areas of our body. It's our eye gate, our ear gate, and our mouth. Those three things we have control over. I can control what I see, I can control what I hear, and I can control what I say. And so when I'm starting to have healthy thoughts, I need to start seeing things that are healthy. I need to connect with people that are healthy. I need to listen to healthy things. I need to listen to my Bible. I need to listen to preaching. I need to read it, all of that. And so whatever I see and hear is what's going to come out of my mouth. So if I want to start having healthy thoughts and start speaking healthy things, then I have to change what I'm seeing and hearing. Amen? We have to, Albert Einstein said this. He said, stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. I'll read that again. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Isn't that something? You know, we have to be careful who we're connected to. We got to make sure that our mindset is healthy, that we've truly taken on the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, but we have the mind of Christ. And if I have the mind of Christ, then my thoughts need to change. My thoughts need to be different. And my thoughts need to be more positive and never negative. I'm going to give you all three healthy thoughts that many people have. Just three ideas. A healthy thought is, I haven't yet reached my potential. That's a healthy thought. Instead, I haven't yet reached it, but I'm on my way. That's healthy. Second healthy thought is, I'm important and I can impact the world. I'm important and I can impact the world. The enemy has a way of telling us that no one cares, we're not important, we're nothing and all that. That is a lie, and we need to go with the truth of what God's word says about us. The third healthy thought is, I define me. I love that. I define me. I don't have to let you tell me who I am. I must know who I am in Christ Jesus. And when I know who I am in Christ Jesus, I'm never confused because people can't tell me different things because I know who I am. Again, this is all talk about having healthy thoughts. And that's something that's really needed in this hour. There's so much going on in the world, and you can get so consumed with the news and so consumed with the things that's going on in your city, in your community, and you can get distracted by all of that and start speaking what you see instead of speaking what God's word says. And so I've got to take captive over all of that, and I cannot allow the negativity to penetrate my spirit where I give up. We have so many people, you know, today that's just giving up because of everything that's going on, and they don't want to go, they don't want to live anymore. I don't know how many of you have been looking at Facebook, but it seems like somebody's dying every single day. They're taking their life. We have pastors in this hour that's taking their life. Again, we have to get to that healthy place, and we have to keep that balance and not allow the enemy to come in and trick us and tell us that we're not needed, telling us that we're not worthy. We have to get to that healthy place, and each and every one of us have to take ownership for ourselves. We can't expect the pastors to do it. You can't expect your spouses to do it. You cannot expect your boss to do it. We have to take ownership over ourselves, ownership over our actions, and ownership over the words that we speak out of our mouth, and making sure that we're speaking life and not death into our situations and everyone that's connected to us. Amen? And this is so vitally important right now when everything is going on in the world. And again, speaking positive words, not jumping on the bandwagon with everybody else and speaking negative stuff. You know, if you see, I tell people all the time, if you see a post on Facebook and it's negative, please stop reading it. You already know it's negative. Why continue and get that in your spirit? So we have to be careful. Even movies. There's a great movie everybody's been flocking to and watching. And I told a friend of mine yesterday, I said, I'm not watching that movie because I've heard it very sad. And I don't want to put that in my spirit right now. I'm trying to keep a positive spirit. So why would I watch something sad when I'm trying to stay positive? So, you know, and everybody's giving rave reviews for this movie on Facebook, and everybody's excited about it. And that's okay, but I can't jump on everything. Now, we can't, as children of God, we can't jump on everything. Some things we have to stay away from. Some things we cannot participate in, especially when we're trying to move into that season of thinking healthy thoughts, speaking healthy words, and living a healthy life. So we cannot connect to any and everything. We have to make sure that we're truly taking on the mind of Christ and we're doing what God called and created us to do. So I'm going to give you 7 ways to stop negative thought patterns and move forward, okay? 7 ways to stop negative thought patterns and move forward. Number one, speak to the negative thought. When you have a negative thought, ask yourself, why am I allowing this to bother my spirit? You know, for example, you may see someone in a dress and you may not like her dress. And I have to ask myself, why do I care about her dress? Why am I consumed by her dress? And take my mind off of her dress or her hairdo or her makeup, whatever it is. I need to ask myself, why am I concerned with that? And stop looking at it and come back over to my healthy place. Number 2, get around positive people. This is so important. Get away from the naysayers. We cannot hang around with negative people. We have to stay connected to positive people because the Bible says we go from glory to glory to glory. I can't go from glory to glory to glory if I'm sitting in a negative situation and I'm having negative thoughts and I'm speaking negative words. So get around positive people. Number 3, don't expect everything to be perfect. Don't expect everything to be perfect. Life is not perfect. I was speaking to a gentleman the other day, and he told me that life was unfair. And he is a Hispanic man in his 40s, and he came from the valley. And I asked him so sweetly, when was life ever fair to you? Like, you're in your 40s. Life has never been fair. So don't get on that bandwagon. Start speaking life into yourself. Start speaking truth and not sit around with that negativity. So, you know, don't expect everything to be perfect. Life is life and people are people. That's it. At the end of the day, you know, we get shocked by people that do things to us. But guess what? Unhealthy people do unhealthy things. And so if they're negative, they're going to do negative things. And so don't expect them to be perfect because they can't be. First of all, none of us can be perfect. And number 2, if they're drowning in negativity, then that's what I'm going to get from them. So I have to make sure that when I'm around them, that I'm speaking life into them, and I'm not allowing them to speak death into me, okay? Number four, work with an active mindset. Work with an active mindset. Keep your mind charged. Keep yourself motivated. Apostle Paul said it best. He said, sometimes you have to encourage yourself, and that is so true. I have to tell myself, this is going to be a great day. No matter what happens, it's going to be a great day. And I have to keep speaking that word and speaking that word. And when things come and they don't look so well, I can't speak on what I see. I have to speak on what God has said in his word. Number five, develop a positive morning routine, like the morning call. You know, getting on the morning call, praying with your brothers and sisters, having happy thoughts on your way to work, watching something that motivates you, inspires you, causes you to just want to just excel in every area of your life. So develop a positive morning routine. If you develop a positive morning routine, then you won't get up saying, oh, my God, I hate mornings. Well, you didn't have to wake up this morning, so you should find something to get excited about. So develop a positive morning routine. Stop speaking those things over yourself. Number six is just breathe. Sometimes life just gets so overwhelming, and we have to just sit back and take deep breaths. Just sit back, relax, and take deep breaths. Number seven, become intentional about your attitude. Become intentional about your attitude. Don't be like everybody else. Don't speak the words that everybody else has said. Don't be negative. Just make up your mind, you know what, I'm going to stop being this grumpy person. If you're grumpy, stop it. Ask yourself, why am I grumpy when God has been so good to me? Why do I push people away when God has been so good to me? And work on what's going on in your life. Seek counseling, seek a therapist, whatever you need to do to become a healthy you. Invest in yourself. You are truly worth it. You are so worth it. So please get what you need out of the help that God has provided for us. I'm going to give you a few simple ways that you can change your thinking and impact a healthy life, okay? Get out of your negative emotions. When you get up and you're thinking negative thoughts, put on some praise and worship, read some scriptures, think about a happy moment in your life. Do something that gets you motivated and that empowers you. But get out of your negative emotions. Number two, realize that change is possible. What you're going through today does not have to continue. You have the power and the authority to change those things in your life. The Bible says it like this in the book of Romans. You have the power and authority to speak forth those things that are not as though they were. So you have that power and authority. But the enemy trips us up by allowing us to have these negative thoughts instead of having these healthy thoughts and speaking life into our situation. So realize that change is possible, even for your children. I don't care what they're doing. You speak God's word over them. You get a word from God about your child, and you speak that word over your child constantly. Even when one of my middle son, he gave me this, oh, my goodness, he just gave me a woo-wee, yeah, bless the Lord. But I was that same child, so he was a duplication of me, right? And so I kept telling him, even when he didn't look like what God said, I would call him deacon. I will call him minister. I will call him those things. Instead of calling him what I was seeing, I was calling him what God had said he was going to be. I kept calling him a man of God. And he, I remember one day he asked me, he said, why are you calling me a man of God? I'm not acting like one. I said, because I'm speaking it into your life. I'm making a deposit into your life. And whatever I say, it shall happen because God has given me the power and authority to do it. And now he is that man of God that I used to prophesy over him all the time. So, you know, begin to prophesy over your own life, over your own situations, and speak life into it. Speak God's word. Number three, think about things that energize you. Think about things that energize you. Think about happy moments or times when you were, well, I really don't believe in happy, but think about joyful moments, times when you had a great time. It could have been one day you were on the beach and there were some seagulls and the seagulls were eating your food, but it was a laughing moment, just whatever it was. Always keep those thoughts around that energize you and make you smile. So when the world is getting crazy, you can think about something that you did in the past that was just hilarious. Learn how to laugh. Learn how to appreciate life. Laugh at yourself. Just learn how to just ask the Lord to give you joy, to give you laughter, to not make you so serious, but to make you anointed and appointed. Nobody wants to follow a Christian that's frowning all the time. Nobody wants to go to a church full of people that are condemning all the time. So we have to be like the Lord. He was not a condemning God. Jesus went and set the captives free, and he has given us the same power and authority to do the same thing. Number four, imagine yourself aging more slowly. People tell me all the time, like, I'm getting older, like, I'm just, life is almost over. And I tell them, life is what it is. So instead of seeing yourself getting older, see yourself slowly aging and enjoy every single moment of your life. Enjoy every single moment of your life. And don't get caught up in everything else. Number five, feel in control. Take back that authority so that you feel like I am controlling my life. Embrace your faith and then trust in yourself. If we could just master our thinking and have more healthy thoughts, then we will do a whole lot better in life. I encourage you to please have healthy thoughts, to please change your mindset, change your connections, and do what God has called and created you to do. Amen. Thank you for this opportunity.
Wow, wow, wow. What a, whoo, that message right there has so much meat on it, and we've been fasting, so we haven't had meat, but wow, that was a meaty word this morning. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, thank you so much for blessing us this morning. I definitely will have to go back because you gave so many great points and so many great notes that we just need to continue to carry forward. So God bless you. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But let us take time to go and pray over our prayer requests at this time. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we lift your name on high, and we ask right now in the name of Jesus that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for saturating this call with your anointing, with your deliverance, with your power, Father. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that you will fill Dr. Thomasine Pickens up until she overflows. I pray that every single need that she stands in need of in her household, in her ministry, in her businesses, that God, you have already supplied it according to your riches and glory, Father. I just thank you right now for the word, the mission, and the mandate that you give her, and I pray that it will be fulfilled and seen in 2020, oh God. I ask that you will bless each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. Father, I speak healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, God, you will condemn it in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we bless Artist Life and the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the Artist Life kickoff 2020 that will be happening on January the 25th, 26th. 24th, 25th, and 26th of 2020 in Houston, Father. We ask that every single plan will go according to your plan, Father. And we just trust and believe that those who will go, and that everything will go according to your will, Father. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you on her birthday, Father. I pray total and complete healing over her from the top of her head, God, to the bottom of her feet. I decree and declare no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we bless you for all of those that are traveling. We bless you for all of those who are off today. We pray the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue through Al Kaysen's body in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up Mother Josie to you. We lift up Mother Eleanor to you, Father. We bind cancer at its root in the name of Jesus and anyone that it has afflicted, oh God. We lift up Dee Lee and her family to you. We lift up Shirley James and her family to you in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we look forward and we expect great things, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We lift up Stephanie Moore to you, Father. And we just ask that you would do what you could do for them in the name of Jesus, Father. We'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So to go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957677 pound. We'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday. where Pastor Everett Thomas will be the speaker and Dr. Vanessa will be the host. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Remember, the Artist Life Kickoff 2020 will be happening January 24th, 25th, and 26th. At the Houston Marriott South at the Hobby Airport. And for additional information, you can go to www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020. The rooms are $89, and that includes breakfast. Remember, we are still fasting. This is fast day number 16. We are standing on Psalm 118. Verses 23 to 25. And before we end this call, I would like to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Sharon. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams and wishes come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Minister Thomasine Pickens, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Amen, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Have a blessed day.